Well, to another episode of the Brian Janu Show. As you know, I am Brian Janu, and like always, all podcast platforms are where Brian Janu Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brian Janu Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brian Janu Show. Hope you guys enjoy this episode tonight. It is Life and Times with Music, The Debate. I've been waiting for this, man. Hope you guys enjoy this. So you know how I do the debate tonight. It is artist versus artist. And if you know where I'm about to go with this, you already know what we're about to do. So tonight's artist versus artist is going to be Bruno Mars versus The Weeknd. Two of my favorite artists, two of my favorite artists I listen to this day. Love both of them. They both pretty much came out around the same damn time, which is even intriguing and crazy to think of, but it actually happened. And I can't wait to see, how I'm going to do this because these are two of my favorite artists, like literally. So I hope you guys enjoy this debate. So let's get into it, man. Bruno Mars versus The Weeknd. Now, you know how I do the debate, artist versus artist. I take six categories, I debate them. Now, just like I do my albums, if one category leans so heavily towards another person, then I will take that person. But if not, if it's a tie at the end, which it usually is, because I love both artists very much, then I will take the artist. Then I will take the artist after I do some soul searching in the next 5 seconds. So let's get into it, man. So settle in, man. So if you know anything about how I do the debate, I started off with their debut albums. Now, for The Weeknd, he does actually have a debut album, but let's be real, his real debut album is the Trilogy album, which is a bunch of his mixtapes, all into one. And for Bruno Mars, it is Doo Wops and Hooligans. I am looking forward to this. And so let's get into it, man. So that's the first debate. Doo Wops and Hooligans versus the Trilogy album by The Weeknd. So here we go. Is hard. Holy shit. I love the Trilogy album. So many great songs. Some of my favorite Weeknd songs is on this mixtape, on those mixtapes, on that project, the Trilogy project. So many. When you have, The Morning and Dirty Diana, his version of Dirty Diana. What else? 28, Wicked Games, of course. Yeah, man, it's so many songs on that fucking project, man. Some of my favorite Weeknd songs are on that fucking project. I can't deny that project is fucking dope, it's fucking fire. But I fuck with Doo Wops and Hooligans. Like, I do believe Doo Wops and Hooligans is the better project. Now, it's not that many songs. There's only 9, 12 songs on the project, but those 9 songs are so amazing. When you if you watch my Bruno Mars edition of the debate where I debated 24K Magic and Doo Wops and Hooligans, you know that these two that album was such a hard album to judge between that one and this. So I love Doo Wops and Hooligans. I think it fit perfectly in the time structure of what it was, and it's still probably one of his best albums. And he's got some classics, man. So I'm going Doo Wops and Hooligans. All right, now it is the debut single, which goes next. So for The Weeknd, it was Just the Way You Are. I know a lot of people would think it was Grenade, but it's actually Just the Way You Are. That was the first song that Bruno Mars actually ever dropped, outside of Nothing on You or B.O.B. versus Wicked Games by The Weeknd. That was his first debut single. He might have had a couple other debut singles, but this is the first time I heard The Weeknd was Wicked Games, outside of course, also Drake. So, with Crew Love and shit. So, yeah. So, I fuck with Just the Way You Are. One of the best debut singles probably to ever drop. Like it's definitely one of the best debut singles to ever drop. But it's just not fucking Wicked Games, and that's kind of the problem. I think Wicked Games is just a different caliber of Weeknd song, man. It's the first song that you heard the Weeknd, and it's just it's still his one of his best fucking songs he's ever dropped. Like, oh my God, dude, it's not even close, man. So yeah, man. Oh man, yeah. So I'm going Wicked Games. Here we go. The third category. My favorite album by them. Now, of course, like I said, I've done debate of these albums for both men, the Weeknd edition and of course Bruno Mars. And if you watch the Bruno Mars edition, you know I took 24K Magic, which is my favorite Bruno Mars album. And for the Weeknd, it is Starboy. I love Starboy. Like, the shit's just amazing album. It's an incredible body of work. I actually think The Weeknd probably should acknowledge it a little bit more in his catalog. I know he probably doesn't like it because of how radio friendly it kind of felt, but it's one of my favorite albums by The Weeknd. It's not even fucking close. Oh shit. 24K Magic is the shit. Is the motherfucking business. For a short album, 9 songs to be exact, every one of those songs is a hit. Like a hit. Like, not even bullshitting. It's a hit. And Starboy is certified fire. From the moment the song come on with Daft Punk, Starboy, the intro, to Party Monster, to False Alarm, to Secrets, to the end of the album would Die For You, and I Feel It Coming. Like, bruh, like, both of these albums are fucking fantastic and iconic and legendary in their catalog. If you ask me what song and album do I think is the best, to me, Starboy. Think Starboy is better. Yes, it has more songs on it, there's a lot of songs on Starboy that I truly fucking love. Die For You, of course. Reminder, which is probably one of my favorite Weeknd songs outside of Die For You. But Attention, True Colors, Sidewalks with him and Kendrick. Yo, that project is fucking dope, bro. I Feel It Coming. Fucking fire. Starboy with Daft Punk. Like, those 2 songs with Daft Punk. Tops are great. So, yeah. Starboy got it. Now, goes into the highest charting song. I don't believe that this is the highest charting Bruno Mars song, but it would make sense if it was. But I don't think it is. But if the other song that I thought was, I probably would never put it on here, and I'd be like, eh, this shit kind of. So, when, because I was traveling, I was going to New Orleans this past weekend, and doing my, writing down the beat and everything. And so the Bruno Mars song they had as the highest charting song for Bruno Mars was When I Was Your Man. I don't think it is. I think it's that's what I like, but when I was riding in the car and I didn't feel like checking it back and seeing. But When I Was Your Man is it's also a very dope song. I'm not gonna sit up here and act like it shouldn't be, because it is a very dope fucking song. Versus The Weeknd's Blinding Lights, which clearly is the highest rated Weeknd fucking song. That makes a little fucking sense. Blinding Lights is dope. But it got fucking annoying. Oh my God, that song is fucking annoying. When I Was Your Man is the shit. And still to this day is probably one of the best Bruno Mars written songs probably ever. So I'm going with When I Was Your Man. Number five, the fifth category, my favorite song from them. If you watch my top 10 list of Bruno Mars in The Weeknd, you already know what my number one favorite songs are. Number one, okay, for Bruno Mars is Liquor Store Blues off of Doo-Wop and Hooligans featuring Damian Marley. And for The Weeknd, it is Die For You off of Starboy. Oh, shit. Die For You is such a good fucking song. Oh, my God. I still have not seen The Weeknd perform. Whenever I get some tickets to go see The Weeknd ever perform, he better perform Die For You. He better perform it. It's one of his best songs he's ever done. It's not even fucking close. But believe it or not, it's not fucking with Liquor Store Blues. It's not fucking with Liquor Store Blues, man. I fucking love that song, man. Like, that is my introduction to why I love Bruno Mars' music so much. Because that song became such a legendary fucking song so fast. It was just like, man, when I heard that song, I didn't even hear the song. I saw the video. And the video is what made me love this fucking song so much. Liquor Store Blues is the best song Bruno Mars probably ever done. And I know that sounds crazy, but it is. I fucking love that song. Fucking love it, man. Which brings it to me, the albums that really launched them into the position that they're in. It wasn't the Trilogy album. It wasn't the Weeknd's second album. It really was Beauty Behind the Madness versus, for Bruno Mars, Doo-Wop and Hooligans did exactly what it needed to do. But Unorthodox Jukebox is the project that really launched Bruno Mars into the conversation of probably one of the best writers and producers and songwriters and creators of this era. So that is the sixth and final category, the album that solidified their careers, pretty much. Beauty Behind the Madness is an incredible body of work. You have, of course, the legendary, iconic song. The fucking name is escaping me right now. Oh, Earned It. That's the song. Earned It from 50 Shades of Grey, of course, became like the most fucking listened song on the fucking planet at that time. But Earned It was on that project. You also had Acquainted. You had Often. You had, what else? Tell Your Friends about, oh, Go Tell Your Friends About It. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. You also had, of course, what's the fucking song? Is that fucking song? What's that fucking song? I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You. The Hills. Yeah, Beauty Behind the Madness is fucking legendary, and it's iconic, and it's the shit. And with that alone should be the conversation. It should be the conversation starter and ender. But Another Doctor Jukebox also has some fucking classics. Gorilla. You had Gorilla on there. You had, what else you had? You had Gorilla on there. Treasure. Man. Locked Out of Heaven. Ooh, yeah, man. Shit. When I Was Your Man. Yo, he had some fucking bangers on that bitch. Young Girls. Oh, man. Yo. Unorthodox Jukebox is the shit. The shit. And on any other circumstances, I probably would have went with Beauty in the Behind the Madness. But Unorthodox Jukebox, again, it's short, but it's quality, man. And it's fucking fantastic. And Unorthodox Jukebox takes the cake. So with that being said, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 4-2. Bruno Mars, and he takes it tonight in the artist versus artist debate. I love The Weeknd. The Weeknd's one of my favorite artists, but so is Bruno Mars. And when you actually go listen to Bruno Mars's discography, you immediately realize, damn, this dude is fucking classic. Like, this motherfucker don't miss. He has sharp, precise bodies of work, and it fucking fits the era that we're in, where everybody's trying to put 30 fucking songs on a project that don't belong on a fucking project. He gives you exactly what you need in such a short amount of time, and it's like 9 songs, it's in and out, it's 10 songs, it's in and out, and it's the best fucking project when it comes out. It's not even close, it's not even a debate. I love The Weeknd, but The Weeknd has had some sounds where you kind of just be like, what the fuck is he, what is this? I think the Bruno Mars is one of the best artists to ever do it. So is The Weeknd. But I think Bruno Mars is the embodiment of what Prince was. And The Weeknd is the embodiment of what Michael Jackson is. But I love Michael Jackson, but I also love Prince. But if you actually make me have to do a debate, I probably would give it to Michael Jackson. In this sense, I would give it to Bruno Mars because Bruno Mars, it actually plays more into what Bruno Mars as an artist. And that is the difference. I think The Weeknd is great. But what Bruno Mars brings to the table, The Weeknd can't fucking top. And that's the problem. So I would give this to Bruno Mars. I don't know when he's gonna drop another album. I don't even know when The Weeknd's gonna drop another album. But they need to drop one soon. Because I definitely need some new music in my playlist. But other than that, man, I am Brian Janu. This is Debate. Bruno Mars takes it tonight. The next artist versus artist debate. You've been putting this off for a while. But fuck it, let's do it. It is gonna be Jay-Z versus Lil Wayne. Let's get into it, man. Let's get it popping. The next Life of Times of Music, though, I will be doing my label breakdown, which is gonna be the legendary, iconic Motown Records. So stay tuned for that. Until next time, I am Brandon Janu. This is Life of Times of Music, The Debate. Bruno Mars takes it 4-2 over the weekend. Peace. Go listen to that music, by the way. Go listen to that music, all the discography on all musical platforms. Bruno Mars in The Weeknd. Until next time, peace.